Hey, what's up? This is Chef Noel Cunningham, your Jamaican chef. Welcome to What's Cooking with Chef Noel, the podcast that dishes on the food and beverage industry and the entrepreneurial spirit and everything relevant to being a chef. If you love to cook or eat, this is the show for you. What's Cooking with Chef Noel? Witty, real, and informative.
Cuisine by Noel is a fusion of inventive interpretations and modern cuisine. You will enjoy this book whether you're a culinary enthusiast or a novice. Cuisine by Noel, A Culinary Journey Through Recipes and Stories, is an autobiographical cookbook which captures the early rise and accomplishments of international chef Noel Cunningham. This book is a celebration of Chef Noel's professional journey, the heroes who paved the way for him, and most of all, it is a reflection of where he is today. In his debut cookbook, Chef Noel serves up 100 easy-to-follow, fast and favorite recipes and personal stories. These seven chapters are layered with your not-so-everyday breakfast, like the ultimate bagel brunch burger, salads, appetizers, soup, entrees, side dishes, and desserts for two or the entire family. It offers a fun and novel approach to regular cookbooks and cooking. You can get your copy on Amazon, or you can visit www.cuisinebynoel.com for your signed copies. Happy cooking!
Hey my people, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of What's Cooking with Chef Noel. And yes, I know it's been a while. This is our first episode for 2022. Yes, I am super sorry. I've seen all the messages and we are back. So at the start of the year, I went to Jamaica. I got back at the end of January and then, you know, the restaurant and start open up and, you know, stuff happening. It's all the good things them, and I must thank you guys. Thanks to everyone who voted for me in the Buy Blacks, because last year at the end of December we were nominated. I think it was two of them. I don't even remember. I think it is Caterer of the Year or Restaurant of the Year and something else. But I want to thank you guys. I know my memory is bad. Yeah, but I have it over here. The awards over here. And we got the most votes. I know one of them is restaurant. And the next one is something else. But thank you guys so much. And we are back. And I have a great season lined up. And we're wrapping up basically season 3 in a couple of weeks. And I got some great guests lined up for that. And then we're going to kick off season 4 of the podcast. We made it top 50 podcast, food podcast on the internet. Yes, so thank you guys so much for listening, liking, and sharing. And this week I'm talking with Dr. Corey Amos, who is the brainchild behind the Spice Theory. And Dr. Amos is also, you know, the board certified anesthesiologist and culinary enthusiast and health and wellness advocate who forged her love for good food and her passion for science, and she developed her own line of gourmet salts and dry rub. And we're gonna find out all about that and little, you know, on her journey from Jamaica to New York, or I would say to the world. So let's go. Doc is in the building. Hey Doc, what's up?
Hi, Dr. Corey here. Just wanted to come by and bless the podcast, tell you a little bit about me and my journey and the Spice Theory.
All right, yeah, man. So welcome and thanks for stopping by as well. Talk about salt today. We want to talk about your journey of a doctor into now the culinary world. How did that got started? And you know, which one is your first love? The culinary side of things are medical.
So I would honestly say that they have mirrored each other as far as the development and the passion for medicine and for food. Yeah. I've had a love affair with food since my damn knee. Yeah. And that's how it's been. You know, my grandmother helped raise me. I was always in the kitchen. My mother, my aunts, everyone loves to cook.
Yeah.
So being a part of that type of family, you had no choice but to be in the kitchen.
True.
My love with my grandmother is really what sparked this, because she liked to experiment and kind of bring an artistry to cooking.
Yeah.
Everyone fell in love with her food. From you pass her doorstep, you're going to have a good meal.
Yeah.
And it was her fine tuning that, developing the art of cooking and also hosting, that got me involved with food. As far as the journey to being a doctor, I've always wanted to be a doctor since about the age of 7. From I was young, going to school in Jamaica, yeah, that has always been there.
And I heard I heard Vaz Prep and all those.
Mona Prep.
Mona Prep. And then which high school?
Campion College.
Oh, Campion.
The best high school.
Campion. The house. All right.
Definitely a Campionite in the house.
All right. It sounds good. And then university in Jamaica or overseas?
Overseas. So okay. I left my fourth form year at Campion, mm-hmm, moved to Atlanta, Georgia, finished high school there, and then went to college at Spelman College in Atlanta.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I've been all over.
Spelman, okay. I should straight on us like that. Like, oh, Spelman, like it's nothing.
The illustrious Spelman College.
I know, right? And what's the journey been like for you? What's the journey been like in your field?
It's been great. It's kept me on my feet. You know, yeah, like I said, I've always wanted to be a doctor since the age of 7.
Yeah.
And since then, I've just kept my tunnel vision,
yeah,
and made sure that my dream actualized into being,
yeah,
the physician that my forefathers wanted me to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's been a blessing to be able to say that I am living my dream.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I have the spice theory, which is my second dream.
Yeah.
And it's good to see both of them come to fruition.
Yeah, I love that. And the spice theory, like, how did this, like, you just started this? Like, what happened?
Well, the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
So I've always been a great cook. I love to host. I love to cook. I love to feed my family, my friends.
Yeah.
You know, you can take it back to my days in college when, you know, there was no sofa in the little apartment, but I was still cooking for my friends, still making sure everybody was fed. And now fast forward to me living in New York with my family, married with 2 children.
Yeah.
The pandemic hit. I was on maternity leave and I had to find something to keep me going,
yeah,
and also to continue to spark the creativity that's always lived inside me.
Yeah.
So I took it to the kitchen. You know, one day I was making a paella. The next day I was trying to figure out how to make ice cream.
Yeah.
And then I honed in on making my spices.
Oh,
and
nice.
That's really where the love affair with food and the spice theory started.
Yeah.
So I noticed, you know, growing up, I loved all the dishes that were used to the oxtail, the curry goat, the pepper shrimp, et cetera. All the foods that we grew up loving. One thing about that, it's very heavily laden with a lot of products we don't need.
Yeah.
The MSG that's in the seasoning, you know, the extra salt content. So I wanted to reformulate the things that we love into a more healthy version.
Oh.
And that's how I was able to really hone in on what the spice theory is and what it stands for, which is authentic flavors that are true to the Caribbean lifestyle and culture,
mm-hmm,
with a health focus in mind.
Nice. I like that. I like that. And what are some of the spice blends that you have now? What are the blends that you have now?
So currently I have 5 blends that I'll be promoting right now. It's my adobo blend, which is 75% less sodium than regular adobo spice blends. Not only are these healthy, but they're robust in flavor.
Yeah.
So some of the ingredients in the adobo blend, which is really a Latin Caribbean fusion of flavors, is Mexican oregano, smoked Spanish paprika, which is from the La Vera region of Spain. Very few places can give credit or merit to that.
Yeah.
Sea salt, garlic, pasilla chili powder, ancho chili powder. That's just some of the spices in this adobo blend. I also have a jerk spice rub that I love. It's very authentic and true to the flavors.
And versatile.
Very versatile.
Yeah.
So you can use it on, you know, your regular jerk chicken, your smoked pork that you put on the grill.
Yeah.
You can throw it on some roasted vegetables.
Yeah.
You can even do a little tofu if you want to go that route.
Yeah.
But anyway, any which way you take it.
Yeah, it's very versatile and it's flavorful. So even if you're doing grilling or just in the oven or braising something, it's versatile. That's the thing with whether it's jerk marinade or dry rub. And I love a good dry rub on my salmon. Yeah, I love a good dry rub. Yeah.
Yes, a dry rub on a salmon and then you broil it.
Oh, Lord.
Done.
Yeah. No sauce needed. No sauce needed.
None.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the one good thing, though, about this jerk spice rub that I love to say, I notice a lot of people come out with jerk spices and a lot of mainstream companies have their own jerk spice and they don't even have Scotch bonnet pepper in it.
No.
I don't understand how you have a jerk spice without certain ingredients.
Yeah.
And that's one thing about these products. They are true and they're authentic to the culture.
Yeah.
You know? So you are going to get the Scotch bonnet flavor in this. Yeah. You're going to get the garlic, the onion, the thyme.
Allspice. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the allspice is a must. Allspice is Scotch bonnet. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I want people to understand that this is not just a physician putting their stamp to make this a health line without any nod or ode to what is true to the culture.
Yeah. So there's some knowledge behind it. And then, which are the ones you got now?
So I also have the garlic herb pepper blend.
Yeah.
Which it's made with nice roasted garlic. It's not just your regular granulated garlic.
Ah.
Onion. And the secret key ingredient is the Aleppo pepper. That's the type of pepper we use in here. So it gives a nice smokiness without the sharp bite of a Scotch bonnet.
Bonnet. Mm-hmm. And you have finishing salt as well?
It has sea salt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sea salt, a little parsley, basil, thyme. That's where you get the nice greenery from.
Yeah.
So the garlic herb pepper blend is actually called Fern Gully. Oh. Every single one of these has a name.
Oh.
The jerk spice is Welcome to Jamrock. The adobo blend is called Natural Mystic. And like I said, the garlic herb pepper blend is called Fern Gully. Mm-hmm. I have two others. I have the smoked Scotch bonnet pepper sea salt, which is a part of the gourmet sea salt line. That's called Scotch on the Rocks. And then my second sea salt, gourmet sea salt, is the citrus smoked bourbon barrel sea salt.
Oh, Lord.
Exclusive.
Oh, Lord.
Exclusive.
That one sounds like me on a patio in summer. Whether it's a cocktail. Yes. Would I still finish off my cocktail or would I'm ready for that one.
Listen, use it as a finishing salt on your seafood or use it to rinse desserts. A glass of margarita.
A nice chocolate tart with some coffee in it and that bourbon. And
listen, a little chocolate ganache.
Oh, yes. And the thing is, we don't really do a lot of finishing salt really in our culture, but it's really popular now. It's getting there with culinary people and, you know, we're doing it a lot now. How are you getting more or people to use these products in a creative way as well? Because as a chef, I like when I have a product and I see people use it the way it was intended to use.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So I tend to find that within our demographic, and I'm talking specifically age and with exposure, people are more than willing to be adventurous in the kitchen. And again, that's another thing. During this pandemic, people have really had time to be creative and really unleash their inner chef.
Yeah.
So as far as our age group, I haven't had an issue with people understanding what a finishing salt is because people have the exposure.
And they're willing to learn these days. That's what I realized. Mm-hmm. They're a bit open. Yeah. I see my Noel Nation on my Facebook page. They're willing to learn to do stuff and chefy stuff and sauce and plates.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And for those who aren't aware exactly of how you can use these products, guess what? Their recipes to go along.
Oh.
So each package, if you can see, has a QR code on the back. Once you scan that QR code for the seasoning package, it leads back to recipes that you can use and either you imitate the recipe or you actually expand on it and make it your own. But either way, you're going to have somewhere to start from.
Nice. I love it. Mm-hmm. And what the streets are saying?
They love it. I'm proud of it, because, you know, like, one critical comment I've gotten about the jerk spice rub is you can see the actual sea salt granules.
Yeah.
And the larger sea salt granules really just adds texture and a nice flavor component to your rub once you're making your food. So it's not just, you know, a straight grounded blend. It has a lot of texture to it.
And it's so funny that we're talking about, you know, salts and stuff like this, because I'm lining up some content, and one of them was to talk about different salts.
Yes.
Right? So different salt, and not all salts are equal.
Agreed.
So, you know, the table salt, I wanted to break it down to my audience, the difference between all the salts that we have out there. Mm-hmm. And the LTS, of course, is the sea salt.
Right.
As well as, in terms of flavor as well, the flavor. So it's, if you use a table salt, you have to use too much and become more salty.
Than
a sea salt, you get the right flavor that you need. It's flavorful.
The right flavor, the right crunch.
And it brings out your flavor in your food, not adding that salty flavor.
See, a lot of people tend to think you add salt, you flavor the food.
No.
That's not true. So you really have to understand the balance and how to use these different ingredients and how they blend and complement each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as salt goes, I'm glad that you're educating people on the different type of salts, the flaky salt, your sea salt versus your table salt.
Yeah.
There's a lot to learn and a lot to play with.
And I love those big grain of sea salt, like, on, you know, I love those big grain of sea salt. Yeah, those are the ones. And the kosher salt, of course. The kosher salt as well. Yeah. You know, so, you know, there's a lot to play with. So in terms of you, how do you manage your time with, you know, being the doc and the product and the culinary world?
It's a madhouse.
Madhouse.
Right now it's a madhouse. I'll tell you that. I'm very organized. I have to stay organized.
And you're passionate about it too, so...
That's another thing. Your passion will drive you.
Yeah.
You know, some of it is a little bit of nervousness.
Yeah.
But you either let it push you or you let it pull you.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm letting it push me to success.
Yeah.
And really pushing it to the world so that they understand the value of these products, how they can use it and how they can harness it in the kitchen.
Yeah. And I love that. I love that. I love new products. I'm always, and, you know, as a chef, I love buying these products because I'm like, if it's good, why not? Like, for example, I'm making, like, you know, Manish water. I love using those. They have some ram goat noodle, which is very flavorful. Yeah. It enhances the flavor. And sometimes you don't get that right goat flavor like you need from, you know, the goat itself. But I'm like, I love products. I love these stuff. In my restaurant, I use lots of scotch bonnet powder. And if I can have your product to use on a finished dish, it's also supporting the community, one, and also the culture, the cuisine as well.
Right.
Yeah.
I would love to send you some products to see, you know, what you come up with, because I know that it will be great.
Yeah.
But, you know, I agree with you. It's good to just to give back and support. This is 100% owned by me, Black owned, woman owned, physician owned.
Yeah.
Check. It's all made by me.
Yeah.
Handcrafted, small batch. I toast and grind spices myself.
Yeah.
Everything is all natural. Everything is fresh. No MSG, no preservatives, no additives, no fillers.
Yeah. And what I love to ask a few people who leave, not really leave, but they tap over into culinary, what are some things that you learn about the culinary world? Skills-wise or stress-wise or things you never expect-wise?
Right. So my cousin is a chef, trained chef, you know, and he helped with critiquing everything that I put out. Mm-hmm. So for me, just learning from him, learning different ways of plating, that was really one thing that I wasn't the best at. I can make great food, but presentation matters. People see and they eat with their eyes. So you have to be cognizant of what it is that you present and what it is that you offer to people. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why I was very, very keen on making sure the packaging of these products were right.
Yeah.
Because it's the presentation that counts, you know?
Yeah, it's key.
Exactly. So, you know, with the products, I made sure that there was a transparent window so people can actually see
the branding,
what they're getting, you know?
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. And it's a whole work, you know, in terms of accounting. So when you come into this world, you have to know have an eye to be a marketer yourself. You have to know of an eye as a PR person yourself. You have to know of an eye for all of these details, accounting, this, that. It's a lot, you know.
Bookkeeping is a whole nother world I am just trying to get to put my hands on, because it's everything, like you said.
It's everything,
You have to be a master and a jack of all trades.
HR, everything.
Everything. All works.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you could be a spice, what would you be?
If I could be a spice, what would I be? I'd probably either be coriander.
Yeah.
Or turmeric.
I wonder why.
So for me, with the turmeric, there's a lot of big craze right now about turmeric. But honestly, it's for good reason.
Yeah.
It helps with inflammation. You know, it helps with the digestive tract.
Mm-hmm.
As far as me talking about presentation, the bold color alone attracts me to turmeric.
Yeah.
So for me, I love to make a basmati rice flavored with turmeric, thyme, and saffron.
Oh, nice.
And a little bit of coconut milk.
Ooh.
To die for.
La, 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 la.
To die for.
The chef in her is coming out.
Yes, yes, yes. As far as coriander goes, it's so small, but if you just toast coriander, crack it a little bit, ground it a little bit, and open it up, that fresh smell alone is enough, without even getting to the taste. Just the smell alone will grab you.
And that's a motivation right there, you know. It's small, but you know, the pressure, the crush, the this, that, mm-hmm, and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's motivation. That's motivation right there. And so I know you love to cook and doing dinner parties and these stuff. Who would be at your dream dinner table? Or dinner party? Like four people, five?
Okay, if I have four options, I would go Oprah.
Yeah.
That's a must.
She's at mine. She's at mine already.
If I can unlock any and all knowledge from Oprah, that would be great. Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
Would be a second. Sidney Poitier would be a third.
Which is Oprah's favorite. And Mandela as well.
Listen.
It's connected.
And the fourth person would honestly have to be my grandmother, because I would want her to see this moment and be here with me. So I lost my grandmother last June, unfortunately.
Oh, sorry about that.
But it's okay.
They're all specials. Right. I know grandmas are just all specials, you know?
Mm-hmm. And funny enough, my other three grandparents are still living. So she's the first to go.
Oh.
But, you know, if I could bring her back with Oprah, Mandela, and Sidney Poitier, that would be amazing.
Yeah. And I'm sure with the part that you're on, you know, well, of course, Nelsie's no longer here and Sidney's around. Sidney died.
Sidney died recently. Yeah.
Recently, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you have Oprah, I'm sure. And with Oprah, I'm sure all of their presents are there, including Maya Angelou and all those people.
Yes, all the greats.
All the greats are with Oprah.
Yes.
What are you watching now on Netflix? What are you watching on Netflix? Can we fasten your business a little?
Please. All right. So right now, it's not Netflix, but I'm watching Bel Air.
Okay.
The remake of... what am I saying? I'm watching Bel Air. I'm also watching Snowfall.
Yeah.
Don't know if you're familiar with Snowfall.
Mm-mm.
It's in about the third or fourth season right now with, I believe his last name is Damson Idris.
Yeah.
He's an English actor, but he does a great job. I'm not gonna give you too much. I want you to go out with it.
Have you seen, is it Cake? Is this cake? It's on Netflix, though. I don't know if you do Netflix. Mm-hmm. Is this, yeah.
I do. I have Netflix. I haven't seen that yet, though.
Yeah, is it cake? Yeah, so it's like a cake competition show where they give them some challenge and ask them, is it cake or not? So it might be 5 laptops. And they must, and the contestant must decide which one is cake, press their buzzer, and anyone who gets a cake right, they go on to the next round to bake.
Oh,
and you need, it's very good. It's, I think it's like 6 episodes or something like that, but it's really good.
Okay, I'll check that out.
Yeah.
I'll have to
check Is it cake? I'm there guessing, yeah, that's a cake. That's a cake.
But have you been right?
Oh, yeah, I've been. Yeah, I'm doing some baking. I'm doing some baking since the pandemic. And so I've been right most of the time.
Good.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I'm not the best at, baking.
Yeah.
I'm a great cook. The baking, I'm slowly getting in there.
We always have some weakness. And for baking, I always think we should start off with stuff that we're comfortable making.
Yeah.
Practice, you know, the simple ones. So like the bread pudding, the corn meat pudding are pretty easy. Like a molten lava cake. Those are pretty easy. And practice, and then you naturally start to grow in it, in baking.
So I stick to the evils that I know. I'll make a cheesecake, a pound cake.
Yeah.
I made a bread pudding with like a brandy infused chocolate.
Oh.
That was good.
Yeah.
So those are the things, you know, that I will stick with. I don't go too crazy with it.
Yeah. And if you could think of a dish that describe you, what dish would describe you of? Your favorite dish or your favorite?
Since you're putting me on the spot, I'm going to go with the dish I just made today.
What's that?
I made a salt and pepper shrimp with flash fried Thai basil.
Yeah.
And it was good. So, a little spicy. A little.
Some fusion.
And you know what? It's complex and layered.
I like that. Mm-hmm. And that's why I like it when food can define our personality as well, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, it can. So what are some of your favorite things that you like doing with your blends that you have? With your different blends. Yeah.
I like mixing them together to see what different flavor profiles I can unlock.
Yeah.
So, one of the things that I will do is make a cocktail out of the sea salts.
Yeah.
But I will also pair that with food and just see how the flavors complement each other as far as the dish and the actual sea salt with the cocktail.
I love making, since 2020, I love making I have so many cocktails recipes.
Yes.
And even, I think one of my favorite was this. It was for Cinco de Mayo Day. I did this scotch bonnet simple syrup. So I was doing like a margarita, pineapple and scotch bonnet simple syrup. But if you know to use scotch bonnet, you don't get that spice. We get the flavor.
Yeah, the flavor instead of the death cough.
Yeah, yeah. And I grilled the pineapple. Mm-hmm. The grilled pineapple scotch bonnet margarita. And also your sensory is very important. So the grilled pineapple is on the glass and you smell that. And like, I love playing with cocktail with food and flavors. Yeah.
You're making me want that cocktail right now.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it back. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So I can copy it.
Yeah. That'll be good. And I can update it with the salt, rim it with the herb. Yeah. Because, food knows no boundary. And just like you don't like boring food.
Don't like boring food.
It should be bold. And I hear, and that the way you cook, with the saffron, the basmati rice, which has its own scent already.
Yes.
Those are all boldness happening. The turmeric.
Fragrant. It has to hit different senses. It's not only about taste, but it's about sight and smell. Smell is very important in food.
Yeah. And then, of course, I'm sure you eat, very healthy, right? You go very healthy.
I mean, I try. I'm not going to say it's all the time.
I can't put you on a spot like that. Like, doc, really, doc?
Exactly.
I know, but it's hard. It's a struggle.
This is the thing. You cannot deny yourself of everything. You have to allow yourself to experience some of the pleasures of life.
Yeah, so and it's balance. It's a balance.
Yeah, it's balance. When it comes to eating, you can't just say, I'm not going to have this ever at all. But you have to know how to balance and how to really stick with a routine
yeah.
that allows you to be flexible too.
Flexible, yeah. Because even art, even for me, when I just started culinary, I love this whole healthy lifestyle and this. And then I realized that, you know, of course, you know, life is short, this and that, but what is really a healthy lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the fruits and the vegetable and this and that, but it's the way how you eat, and everyone's life is different. The time right. I wake up, like I got up today very late, like I got up early, went back to bed, then got up after 12, 1 o'clock, I missed breakfast, but I have to eat different from you. You eat different from me.
Exactly. Someone,
you know, so it's not one size fit all. You know,
it's not one size fit all. You know, people have different accommodations or different restrictions.
Body types,
body type, whether you have diabetes, hypertension, heart failure. There are a lot of things that you have to consider. And that's the reason why I wanted to make this line very flavorful and robust, but yet still on the health side. Because it's more to it than just cooking. But this line, the spice theory is really about getting people involved and taking ownership of their health while enjoying
the
that you love.
I was about to say that, because even for me, I created my own jerk marinade, and what motivated me was, I think it was back in 2016, I was in a private catering, and they said they wanted me to show them how to make the jerk marinade, which I did, and they were like, oh my God, it's not so salty. Because when they buy those bottles one, you know, that's a problem. Everybody tell me, like,
you have to have the salt.
It's so salty. And then even when I did my test in the lab, because my products all went to labs, and my sodium level came back so low, still flavorful, and even the guys who go into gym buy, because of course they can't have too much sodium on certain stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's good. You know, and we as a people also need to eat better, you know? And we want our heavy starch diet. Salt, we love a salt, bad, you know, all these
Exactly. If it's not the yam and banana, it's the fried dumpling, it's the rice.
And the Sunday, Monday sometime, and the same thing, and the dumpling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we need to also take that approach in terms of start breaking certain stuff that we grew up on.
Right.
You unlearn certain things, yeah.
You have to learn and unlearn.
You
know? So you have to learn how to live a better lifestyle for you, but you also have to unlearn bad habits.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I do, I call this journey of cooking for me, new age Caribbean cuisine.
Yeah.
Because it's a newer way of doing things to still achieve the great flavor, but with good health. And that's my actual tagline.
I like that. Yeah.
Good health, great flavor.
Yeah. And let great food be your medicine.
Let great food be your medicine. Because food is your medicine.
It
you
is.
Know?
It is. Yeah.
And what you put into your body is what you're going to get out of it.
No, it's true. Yeah. And, you know, just before we wrap up things, where do you see your product going, or what's next for your product line?
So this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
This is just the beginning.
It just got started.
So right now I have the five products, the five spice blends that I'll be premiering, the three blends and the two gourmet sea salts.
Yeah.
I also have other sea salts and other spice blends in the work.
Yeah.
But after this is all done, I want to bring out some other products, including an infused olive oil.
I'll keep
it on the lock and key, but it's already been made. I just haven't brought it to market yet.
Oh, nice.
Once the spices get off the ground, I really want to get a little more heavy into the health education side of things.
Yeah.
Just so that people understand that this is a platform not only for you to make good food, but also for you to learn how to live better and be more conscious of your well-being.
Yeah. This sounds like soon we're going to see a little book and all of these works coming out soon. A mini recipe book with all of these products and stuff is in the works, it sounds like.
Listen, speak it into existence.
I'm speaking it, and then we're going to see you on all these shows and see you on the Tamron Hall show and see you there on the Sherry Shepherd show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no more Dr. Oz, but hey, I think there's one took over Daily
But you
Dish.
Know what?
Yeah.
It might not be Dr. Oz. It might be Dr. Corey.
See, look at that. Speak it. Let's speak it right here. All right. Yeah. So thank you so much for coming on. And, you know, I wish you all the best with your products. I can't wait to try them myself.
Yes. I'll be sending some.
Yeah. And where can we find the products? Where?
So if you go to www.shopspicetheory.com, you'll be able to catch all the products, all the updated information. And that's where the products are sold. They are sold online right now.
Yeah.
Again, it's Corey, Dr. Corey with the Spice Theory. And you can find us at www.shopspicetheory.com.
Okay, sounding good. And thank you so much for coming on. And I can't wait to try them again. As I said, I can't wait. The bourbon one.
Yes.
You catch that bourbon. I don't know if it's a love for all. I don't know
Listen. Can you imagine bourbon barrel infused smoked sea salt?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, man. And those are the flavors. Those are the flavors that we need. And even with French fries, that's toss in your French fries.
Yeah.
There's so much. There's so much that we can do, you know? There's so much that we can do. And hopefully soon. Yeah, man. Hopefully soon we're gonna have also a virtual cooking together. So the next time she'll be in the kitchen with me for sure. So gotta stay tuned for that. All right.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chef Noel. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Anytime. Yeah, man. Thanks much.
All right.
Yeah, man. It's that time. We've reached the end of another show. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Remember to follow us on Instagram at What's Cooking with Chef Noel. And to catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at I Am Chef Noel. Until next time, see ya!